What I'm going to say now is very obvious to all, but sometimes even the obvious has to be said. A horrible thing happened today, and unfortunately it's been happening for many, many years. We're a group of people who were not appointed by anyone, have taken reign and control of the Holy Shul of 770, and decided to do kechol ha'ol al ruchem as they wish. Things came to a head today where people saw in the open where they're ready to destroy and deface the holy walls, which anybody could do that to any shul, certainly the shul like 770, the Rebbe shul, whose hand did not shake and tremble when they went and touched those walls, when they took a hammer to those walls. We're not even talking about all the tunnels and all the other horrible things that have happened. This is a fulfillment of the pasuk, Mar Sayich Machrivayich Mimech Yetzeu. Now the pasuk has a different meaning, but it's used often in this context, Mar Sayich, those who actually destroy, Umachrivayich, and those who demolish. Mimech Yetzeu, unfortunately, they're coming out of us, and they're coming out of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, that a Yid should go, who officially calls himself a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, and demolish and destroy a shul, never mind the dangerous aspect, never mind the religious aspect. It's mind-boggling. I don't think the word mechah and protest is appropriate over here. We voiced this many, many times, that really these people should be totally not considered par of the mainstream, regular mispalim of the shul. We have to call them out in all possible ways and strong terms. I have no idea why the powers that be are still allowing them to reign control and do whatever they want. They decide everything from the beginning to the end as if they're in charge of 770. What happened to Rabbanim? What happened to Gabayim? What happened to Mamunim? They never set up a system. They never set up a holy system. And people who think they know better than everybody else in every single matter are just destroying and demolishing and destroying physical structures, destroying spiritual structures. I don't really have much more words to say about this. It is as painful as can be. And this is just a histalschlis of what's been going on for a very long time. They need to be put in their place in so many meanings of the word. And LaHashem HaYishua Zalei B'Shtar HaHelf, and that this should be the Haskolos HaGeula, if it's such a shlav. In Golos, we see the Churban should become the Haskolos HaBnia, and we should have the expansion of 770 in the real way, not done by some idiots who decide on their own how to be Machriv 770, but all they're doing is just being Machriv 770. We should have the true Harchava of the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, Tekef Miyad Mamish.